Folks always ask me why I write these odd little vignettes of life on the salty South End. I always want to answer something like, because I have to. I have no choice. Us artists love to talk that way. Mr. Picasso, Pablo, why do you paint? To live, my little friend, to live. We never say, so I don't have to work, you damn fool, what'd you think? We're an odd society, us Americanos. We tend to exalt the artiste as somehow unique, special, a rare breed, a person on an exalted plane, probably the result of mental illness or malignant nonconformity, prone to alcoholism, drug abuse, and extreme hedonism, who suffers more due to sensitivities more painful than herpes, and who dies an early death with only one ear remaining. We seem to like the notion of starving artists. Only through suffering, I guess, can you break the bonds of normality and ascend into true inspiration. Maybe explains why we keep minimum wages low. We're trying to help folks find their muse. Art is a form of insanity, we think. Why else would a grown yahoo live in squalor, risk the hostilities of friends and family and neighbors alike, all for a passion that rarely makes a living and is always an invitation to cruel criticism? Let me show you my newest painting. Be honest, what do you think? Do you folks do that? Would normal people do that? And the sad part, artists are the very worst at rejection. Every review, criticism, rejection, and commentary is a verdict on their creation, on them. Imagine the neighbors knocked on your door and gave you a criticism of your kid. Did a nice job raising Jimmy, pal. Spit an image. Too bad about that shoplifting incident and that pregnant no-account girlfriend of his. Next time, maybe get a vasectomy. Just thought you'd like to know. By the way, my daughter, Jennifer, just got accepted by Harvard Medical School. So why do we write, or paint, or put broken glass back together? I could lie to you. I could spin a web. I could wax romantic or philosophic. But the truth is, if I didn't, I'd go crazy out of sheer boredom. I'll probably go crazy anyway, just not fast.